Hi, my name is Scott Bradshaw, and today I'll be talking about the language of the universe, the theory. There are four fundamental postulates of the language of the universe. The first is our world is being created moment by moment. The creation of our world did not end at its beginning. It did not end at the moment of creation. The universe is in a state of continuous creation. This can be conceptualized as though each moment is being created one right after another in very short time sequences, very much like a motion picture. Each new frame is created based on our collective intents, which is a combination of our past inertia of thought as well as our current intent. In essence, we co-create, consistent with our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, along with other people's thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, within a universal framework. It's important to realize that although we are creators of our reality, the activity of creation conforms to universal law. We create within the framework of this law. This framework is the creatrix, a creation matrix governed by universal law within which we co-create our reality. In essence, the act of creation incorporates two levels: co-creation of our reality with other conscious minds within the framework and operational rules of their creatrix. The universe creates our world based on what we tell it we want. The creatrix operates like a machine without thought or judgment and creates by universal law exactly what we tell it we want. It was designed to provide us a complete spectrum of life's experiences centered in emotion, all emotions. Its purpose is to allow us to experience the rich fullness of life, ranging from tragedy and sadness to love, success, and happiness. It does not judge our request. It does not assume anything. Because the creatrix is not God, nor the universe, but rather a set of universal laws that operate like a computer program with unquestioning precision and unfailing accuracy. The universe understands an elegant and simple language. The creatrix understands our desires and intents through a simple language that is structured much like our own, with nouns or thoughts, verbs or emotions, and tenses, which we call submodalities. It does not, however, understand any human language, except to the extent that the language might elicit aspects of the language it understands, such as a conversation that brings up memories, such as thoughts and feelings or emotions, of a past submodality event. And we'll talk more about these particular aspects in a future series. The creatrix communicates back to us in an obvious and direct way by manifesting events in our lives that mirror back to us its understanding of our desires and intents. The ability of the universe to create our wants is a function of our ability to communicate to the universe in the language it understands. The better we understand the laws governing the creatrix, the more effective we can become at creating the world we desire. Conversely, if we do not understand how the creatrix communicates, we will fail to communicate to it effectively and fail to manifest our true desires and intents. These four postulates form the basis of our entire reality, and our ability to create the world we want is a direct result of our ability to master their understanding. Part 2 in this series discusses each of them in greater depth, and Part 3 provides techniques that allow us to put this knowledge into a powerful practice.